Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dee Dee Jackson Foundation. We are here to shine light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. I am TJ Jackson, and I am here with two brothers, Terrell Jackson.
What's up, everyone?
And Taj Jackson.
Hello.
And a board member. She's smiling and laughing at me, but we have Kim Wendt here as well.
Hi.
How's everyone doing?
What's going on?
Everything good?
Everything's great.
Yeah? Anything exciting this week?
This week
that you want to share?
Well, a lot of birthdays this week.
Yeah. Yes, too.
I think within almost 7 days, we got Prince, Bryce, Adrian, and BG.
I was just saying Adrian and Bryce, but
we
you're right.
Those two.
So what is that? It's 8 days? 13th to the 21st.
Yeah, 8 days.
Four birthdays. Four Jackson birthdays. Anything else, Terrell?
The rain has just been horrible. Still haven't practiced with my baseball team.
You drafted them about, three weeks ago?
I feel bad for Adrian's team. I've seen them one time.
Uh-oh.
I got to learn their names again. But they pushed opening day back, so that's good.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Because of the rain?
Yeah. Nobody's practiced.
When's
opening
day? But
I think because of the rain, it's supposed to be this weekend.
Oh, okay. I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah, we've practiced, my big kids, we've practiced on the field one time.
Okay, that makes sense.
And we've been together, I think, maybe a little bit over a month.
Okay.
But,
cool.
Yeah.
Mr. Taj Jackson, anything?
I got sick, so I'm still sick. So
you are.
You sound like it.
I don't handle sick well.
You don't sound like Dr. Love anymore.
No. Aww. Dr. Love needs a doctor.
Yeah. But I have to say, I'm very impressed with Taj because you've been good with your steps.
Yeah, I've been
doing. Oh, so you guys are doing a step challenge.
Well, we don't challenge. We just encourage each other, me and a couple other friends. And I'm happy that Taj joined in on it.
Is he participating?
He's actually doing, so this a is lot like with better the, than I thought.
Like with a Fitbit?
Yeah, with a Fitbit.
And you just pretty much, it counts your walk, your
it
steps
counts your
for
steps,
you.
Yeah.
All right. Taj, you like it?
I do. I love it. I love it. But
as long as
my body reacts when I exercise, so it's probably punishing
Taj,
me.
I've always respected you, but this is where you always lose me.
Why?
You cannot be allergic to exercise. Right? Is that the claim? Or
no,
is it allergic,
you're allergic to sweating.
I'm allergic to the gym. That's what I'm not allergic, allergic to exercise. Sweat. I'm allergic to the gym.
You go into convulsions.
Gym is just not where I should be. I'll play sports all day, but
it's
the gym
though.
Is.
I hear you.
It's healthy.
I love it though. And Kim, how was your week?
It was good.
Anything
exciting?
Yeah.
So kind of cool because I have a birthday this weekend too, and
Yay.
I just decided I'm going to treat myself and get the Fitbit.
All right. Yes.
Join
there
in
you
the
go.
Steps.
There you go.
You got to.
I love it.
Nice.
You guys are the Fitbit trio.
Trying. Yeah. How was your weekend, T?
It was good.
Yeah?
Hectic, but good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm
or
trying
week,
to,
I should say.
I'm trying to think what we did. Well, I know Francis and I, we escaped out of town at Calistoga, which was amazing,
nice.
Which is up north in California, and it was just really amazing.
Now there's wine tasting and stuff?
Yeah, but that's not my thing.
Okay, I know. So did you try it? I know, that's what I was going to ask.
I tried a bit, but they all just, taste the
you
same
can't
to me.
Appreciate it.
Not
right?
at all. No, I can't tell the difference between a $9 bottle and a $900 bottle.
Yeah,
so
no.
That's not my thing, but the relaxation and the quiet and the beauty, that's my thing. So it's really beautiful up there. It was really cool.
Different.
It was
really nice. Cool. Fun?
Oh, yeah, we had a good time. It was great, great, great time.
Cool.
So Kim came up with this show idea that I thought was awesome. And, you know, it's Black History Month, and we have the Oscars on Sunday. So Kim came up with the idea. Kim, have you seen the movie Hidden
Figures?
I
have. Twice.
Yeah, twice.
Twice.
So we're talking about the movie Hidden Figures. I've seen it once. I thought it was great.
Phenomenal.
Kim, you saw it twice. But Kim came up with the idea of doing a show basically with the Hidden Figures theme, and basically what Hidden Figures, quote-unquote Hidden Figures, have been a big figure in your life, in your personal life, whether that's someone that came around and supported you through, you know, any type of loss, you know, from it could be a school mentor, it could be a friend, it could be a family member. So it's kind of a shout out to those people. So I think what we should do is, you know, I think we all should talk about a hidden figure. I think that we have multiple ones, but I have one in particular that I thought deserved a shout out and to express and explain how they helped me during a troubled time. But I think this could be a show about that. And I think we should open up the phone lines, which are 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. And we want to hear from you on who's been a huge hidden figure in your life and who's supported you and helped you rebound.
Does it have to be about loss, though? Could it be just in terms of inspiring you or giving you hope?
I think so. I mean, we could open it that way.
Because I have someone in mind, but it wasn't during a time of loss. It was more of it taught me something that I still use today.
Yeah. Okay. I think that could be cool.
All right.
So that sounds good to me. So does anyone want to start with the hidden figure that impacted their personal life?
Todd, do you want to start?
I'll start, yeah. I've already mentioned, I think, this before. But for me, there was a teacher that came to Buckley, I think it was in 11th grade, and this was his first year teaching. And he was he taught very different than other teachers did. You know, I was taught at school just basically to memorize the book.
Are you talking about doctor?
Yes. Okay. And I would just kind of regurgitate facts. And this teacher came and he basically said, you have to think for yourself. And his name was Dr. Holbeck. And yeah. He taught me to question everything that I read and that people have prejudices and whoever the author is, do research on them and see what kind of agenda they want to portray. And it really taught me a lot because of what our family was going through at the same time. But it also made me question things. And to this day, like when I read something or see something in the news, I always try and say, okay, what are they trying to get across? Is this true or not? And I try and find different sources. And I don't think that's done enough. I think people just accept what they see or what they hear.
Okay.
That's why there's a lot of fake news going around.
So your shout out to Dr. Holbeck.
Did you have him, TJ? Dr. Holbeck?
I didn't.
You would remember.
You would remember.
Okay, so I did not.
But it was just, I don't want to say he got in trouble from Buckley from it, but it taught me to really think for myself.
Mm. Yeah. It made you think.
And not just accept what was given to me.
So your shout out to your hidden figures for Dr. Holbeck, who helped you kind of think.
Yeah, to be awake. Yeah, to think. To actually not just be a sheep and be like, oh, I'm going to just take what people tell me.
Okay.
I can piggyback a little bit off of that.
Is yours relating to loss or just a hidden shout out?
Mine can relate to loss.
Let's hear it.
No, this hidden figure, what is it? Can it be?
It'd be anyone.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to say Brenda.
Okay, good.
Gotta give love to Brenda.
Beautiful.
Brenda who?
Brenda Ritchie.
Yeah, you have to.
Why are you so far back from your mic?
Because I'm sick and I'm relaxing. I already talked.
This is ridiculous.
What do you want me to do?
I got brothers who've been around microphones their whole life, and this guy's literally 4 feet from his mic.
You want me breathing in the mic?
Okay, go ahead, Terrell.
I'm giving a shout out to Brenda Ritchie.
That's well deserved.
Very well deserved. Best friends with mom.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, when my mom passed, everything was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was all over the place. And Brenda was someone that really helped me get through a very, very difficult time. And I still talk to her. I'm still close today. At such a sad and down and negative moment, I can look back and I can see that there was sacrifice made on her part. We would play backgammon every single night. Uh-huh. She taught me how to play. I didn't even know how to play. But she told me that was one of mom's favorite games. And she taught me how to play. And she taught me so well that I became better than her, even though she'll argue that I'm not. But
that's great.
But yeah, we would go back and forth. And Barry Gordy, I think she said Barry Gordy taught her how to play back, you know, because Commodores and the Jacksons at Motown and yep. everything. So we go way back with them.
That is so cool.
But yeah, she was huge for me. And she was someone I can talk to, someone still that I talk to. And I don't think I would get through that time period without her.
And Brenda, to me, first of all, I agree with you, because I think Brenda was I think that's a perfect hidden figure for you. And she was that hidden figure for me as well. I don't think to your extent, mm-hmm. my situation was a bit different, but for you was I would say it's definitely Brenda. She was awesome. Was there anything in particular, like any particular, what was it about her? Was she very upbeat? Was she very
available?
Just, what was
she
it?
She was available. She was, and you guys can agree, anything that we needed.
Yeah.
Anything, you know, people say it all the time, anything you want or need, you know, give me a call, I'm here. Brenda was really there, you know, for all of us. But yeah, it was just her being there. I can talk. She would share stories about mom, all kinds of things, you know. So it was a difficult time for her as well. But she stepped up and she was there for me. So I thank her for that.
Well done. Kim? Kim's staring at Terrell with a smile.
No, it's such a sweet story. Yeah. Especially because, I mean, going through her own loss with her mom, that she had the strength to step in and help you guys mm-hmm. and knew how to do it.
Yeah.
Because that's a real art. I think my hidden figure is actually, he was my grandmother's gardener, but he really became part of our family. He was an African-American guy. He had 10 kids and raised them all on a gardener salary. His two grandchildren were in my class, grade school, but he stepped in during a time where my dad couldn't be present. It was actually when he was going through a conviction and sentence. So he really helped my mom from an emotional standpoint and with the discipline for my brother and I, because she was just on overload. But his common sense, he didn't have a college degree, but as my mom said, he was just off the charts in parenting and common sense, really.
How many kids?
10.
And a gardener.
A gardener.
And he still was a huge figure in your life.
Oh, absolutely. And my brother's.
That's amazing.
And he had diabetes, pretty severe. So, you know, just at a young age, understanding what disease can do and kind of learning, like, if he looked faint, we were taught to go get him orange juice or hard candy. And he was just
he's like part of the family, it seems like.
Yeah, just a solid, solid guy who my mom could always call. And he always just knew the right things to say to my brother and I.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was really hyperactive. And my mom's fix for him when he was acting up was go out in the garden with JD. And JD mm-hmm. would, you know, put him to work in the compost pile or just whatever he could to burn that nervous energy. And then when I was in high school, I didn't have a great understanding of where my mom was. So I was, you know, struggling to fit in and just kind of a bratty teenager. And he read me the Riot Act. And
really?
Yeah, he got tough. And he explained, like, your mom's on the verge of a nervous breakdown, and this isn't all about you, which is a good lesson for every, you know.
How old were you, Kim? Do you remember? Or around?
When my dad was gone, I was 10. But then it even got more difficult probably when I was like 13 in middle school. And that's when I remember the talk, and he finally got through to me.
Wow.
So I am so indebted to him, because I think he saved me a lot of guilt later on from the way I was acting towards my mom.
What was it about that talk that you think punched through for you?
I think that he was able to explain what was happening to my mom in a way that no one else had been able to, and he was just straight. I mean, he just told it like it was and called me on the carpet where I needed to be. My mom had tried, but, you know, we just had personality conflicts. So having that man figure when my dad wasn't around is really what I needed.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think also the fact that it came from, I'm not going to even say it. I think the fact that it came from a source that you weren't expecting.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably got your attention as well.
Well, and he kind of blindsided me. Which, I had no idea it was coming.
I think that's great, though.
Absolutely.
I think that's part of the effectiveness of it.
It was like the shock factor.
I love it.
Me too.
I love it.
So he's a special guy.
Cool.
That's great.
So for me, I've always said that obviously mom's loss was incredibly difficult for me, but the divorce was I don't want to say equally tough, but that was something that was really hard for me to overcome. And I would say, you know, after mom's passing, I would say it was probably Brenda. There was a bunch of people. There's, you know, Drew's mom, mm-hmm. my friend's moms, mm-hmm. Kim's mom, and Anthony's mom in particular, and Brenda. But I'm going to talk about after a divorce, because for me, the, one of the hardest things was seeing my parents, who the two people I love the most, fighting or not be together. And my hidden figure would be Bill.
All right.
Yeah. Would be Bill, which at the time was, I guess, mom's friend. But maybe, you know, as mm-hmm. as a kid, you think it's mom's friend. But it hurts me that I can't find him. Like, I can't find him on Facebook or anything.
Really?
But he's been on my mind a lot.
I can find him.
You got to give me his number, because I got to call him and you know, go out and eat and thank him. But
yeah.
he was someone who just really brought life back mm-hmm. into me in a way that I don't think he realized it. It was always fun. We'd go play basketball, go get powdered donuts, listening to MC Light. In the back of a
Chunky
Jeep.
Monkey. Nice. Ben and Jerry's.
Exactly. And there's so many, like, vivid memories. And I, you know, as you guys know, I'm one without the best memory. But there's so many vivid memories that I have from him that, you know, and my mother never married him. So it wasn't like my step-parent. But he was someone that really stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. the easiest way to say it. He really stepped up.
Yeah, he did.
And so that would be my hidden fear, because he pretty much brought life back into me, but I didn't even realize it at the time. He just kind of kept me constantly
going.
I mean, obviously, as my brothers and I all know, our uncle and our father and our grandmother played a huge role, but he's someone that we never mentioned that for me in particular really helped. I think you guys were already in college, where I was still in high school, and loving sports, so he really embraced me and really helped me.
Did he have his own kids?
Terrell, do you want to answer that? Because you're older. I know he adopted.
Yeah.
I think he had one daughter that was, and then a young daughter, and then he adopted two boys. He's adopted two boys. So Bill's someone that has a huge heart and just a special guy, you know, and I haven't talked to him in probably over, it's been a long time, almost, I would mm-hmm. say 10 years or so. And, you know, he still comes in and out of my mind. And I think it's a good lesson for people, is that no matter where you're at or what position you are, you know, we've had a friend, we've had a boyfriend, we've had even a gardener and a teacher. So no matter what you're doing and what your profession is, you can make a huge impact in someone's life. And as that famous quote is, you don't know what people are going through. You're not walking in their shoes. So I think it's really cool to be that person who can make a positive impact in someone's life by just being a good person yourself.
I love it. And that's what Taj said a couple weeks ago. He said you don't have to be famous to be important in someone's life.
Yeah, yeah. So let's take this phone call. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Ashley from Pennsylvania.
How are you, Ashley?
Hey, Ashley.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
What you got
for us, Ashley?
Well, I have a hidden figure in my life who helped me along, but hold on one second.
You beat me to it. You're going to turn it down a bit, Ashley?
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
hold on. Sorry. It's my mother's mother.
Mm. So, grandma.
Yeah, my grandma. I call her Nanny because it's an Italian thing.
Yeah.
But she actually passed away when I was 4, but even at that young age, like, I don't have a lot of memories of her, but I'm sorry if I cry.
Aww.
but I did feel her love, and I knew that she loved me and was always there for me. Even at that young age, I could feel that.
Wow.
And, yeah, she just, I just remember, and my mom's name is Frances, and I look like my mom, so she'd call, like, my nan would call for me, or she'd say, she'd call out for Frankie, because that's her nickname, that was her nickname from her mom and me, and then my mom would go into the room, and she's like, no, I mean little Frankie. And she was just always very loving and supportive, and even though I was only 4 when she passed.
And that's amazing, to be so young when you lost her, and for her to still have this, I shouldn't say still, but, you know, to have this deep of an impact in your life is really cool.
Yeah.
That tells
Thank
us
you.
She was a special person.
What was your favorite memory of her?
Yeah, I lost all my grandparents by the time I was 9, so.
Wow.
But
Kim asked, what was your favorite memory of her, Ashley?
Well, I don't have a lot because I was only 4, but I just remember I remember one day that she just asked me to pray with her, and we just sat down and she held one of my hands, and we just bowed our heads and started praying, and it just made me feel loved and really good, and just connected with her a lot, even at that young of an age.
I love it.
Do you still pray?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you still pray?
Yes. Yes, I do. I pray every day. I miss her every day, but she still has an impact on me. She impacted my life so much, and I miss her and I love her, but she'd be one of my greatest hidden figures.
That's so great.
What a great story.
Thank you so much, Ashley, for the phone call.
Thank
you. That's cool.
Man.
That's cool, and I think that speaks about how you don't need 10 years to be a hidden figure. I mean, Ashley was 4 when she lost her grandmother, so she probably got really just a couple years, maybe even 1 to remember, but that love you can feel, and that's really cool. I love that story.
That's a great story.
All right, we're going to take another phone call. Who do we have? It would help if I answered it. Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, hello. I'm Toya. I'm calling you from France.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing good. And you?
Good.
We're doing great.
Good to hear from you.
I wanted to talk about the topic of the day, the hidden figure that helped me go through bad times.
Yeah.
And I shall say that you guys, you are the one that helped me the most. I think actually since last year and until right now, I'm going through the worst time of my life, you know, with my divorce and everything.
Yeah.
And everything that you are doing, your show, your music, and your sweet answers on Twitter, just helped me to keep the faith and to stay positive and help me go through all this. So I really mean it, and you are the nicest person I've ever met.
Aww.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
That's so sweet of you.
No, I mean it. Maybe you won't understand, but you do have a huge impact on my life, and I'm sure on many people. So I'm really, really, really thankful to you guys, because I don't know where I would be if you wouldn't have been there last year. So I love you so much.
Well,
Thank you. We
love you too. We love you too. And
hang in there.
That phone call is from France too.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think when we do things, whether it's music or Dee Dee Jackson Foundation stuff, it's to know that you could touch people and impact them in a positive way is special. So that phone call meant a lot to me, my brothers, Kim, and all of our board members, because it is a lot of work to do this, but to make the payoff is there when we hear your voice. And I think the one thing I want to say is just hang in there, because all tough moments do pass. You just got to stay strong, find your support system, find your comfort, find your strength, and get through it.
I also just want to say, you know, especially with the fans, we get a lot of strength from you guys as well. So it's
very true.
It's very reciprocal in that way. So we we constantly thank you for everything that you do for us, and that keeps us going. So we're happy to give you some strength, and you guys give us strength as well.
Yeah, I've said it many times before with the Brotherhood tour. After losing Mom, the fans, that big void, they filled it, you know.
Yeah.
And they really, really helped us get through a lot, just beyond the tour, you know.
It's cool because I don't think they realize it, and I don't think we realize it. So it's just a mutual love and respect mm-hmm. that can do it.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to take another phone call. Who do we have on the phone?
This is Sequoia.
Sequoia, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. You sound tired or down today. Everything okay?
I'm a little down.
What's going on?
I'm trying so hard not to cry because today is my grandmother's birthday. She would have been 82. And it's just like really hard not to cry, and I really want to talk about her.
What was it like? What were your good memories about your grandma? You know, obviously, she touched you in many ways. But do you have a funny memory of your grandma that makes you laugh?
I remember my family always had these cookouts every single year, and my mom and her sisters would sing this song called Good Times, but then all the grandchildren would start singing it and was being really silly with it. Mm. And she was laughing about it. And we had said, Grandma, you know your grandkids is, y'all, we crazy, right? It's like, I love y'all anyway.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's great.
Yeah. What did you learn from your grandma? Are there things that she taught you that when you do them make you think about her?
She taught me a lot, especially about loving people, no matter who they are, what they do, just loving them, being there for them, especially helping them. Like when she used to stay out, when she used to live in the projects, and especially in a really bad area. And her back door was always open. She would always cook, especially for the drug addicts, drug dealers, the even homeless people. She would let them come in her house, eat. She would talk to them and pray with them. And she definitely taught me how to be strong and independent. Like, she raised 7 kids when her husband left. The youngest was 6 years old. Wow. But she didn't let that stop her from living her life or taking care of her kids. She was like a self-employed maid. She was a missionary and also the pastor's assistant. She did so much. At her funeral, it was so many people there. It was like so packed, the people who was influenced by her and who she had touched.
Wow.
And like she just inspired me to just care for people. And that's why I got into massage therapy, because I get to help people too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's great.
Where do you work?
Excuse me?
Are you a massage therapist now?
I'm in school for it right now. Well, I'm like actually working on people, and people say I help them a lot.
That's great.
So, Corey, it seems like your grandmother was one of a kind. One thing I would say to you is let those tears out. You know, I know you're trying to be strong, but let them out. You know, and it's all love. And you know, just keep her in great memories, and just do what she, you know, what she taught, because she seems like she was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. That's from all of us, I think.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you for sharing her with us.
And be strong, Sequoia, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, okay. Take care of yourself. She's always so supportive of us too.
Yeah.
Because normally she answers really, or she calls upbeat. So she's a little down today, but I think maybe the topic touched home.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Definitely.
Wow. It's hard. It's tough.
And
for those of you who are calling in, being brave, it's a lot of respect to you guys. You know, I realize, I think you guys always say it, but I never really gave them a shout out because I'm just used to being in this position as you guys are. But it is a fear.
Yeah.
It is a fear. And to share your personal story, and I appreciate, we all appreciate it.
Even you, Kim.
Yeah.
You've spoken about that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're used to it.
Yeah.
Well, and I love what she said about, I think so many people in today's world are afraid to help drug addicts or, you know, go into the bad neighborhoods, and I understand that fear, but, you know, her grandma just having faith and continuing that.
Yeah.
I'm sure touched a lot of lives.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Who do we have on the... Oh, I just lost her. I had her, but I think she gave up, so she'll probably call right back. What else were you going to say? Did I cut you off, Kim?
Oh, I was just going to say, because it was her grandmother's birthday, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think those are death anniversaries, birthdays. They're tough days, but what's helped me is just to kind of figure out, instead of being sad, like, what did I gain from knowing that person and what can I give back? Because I think when we give back to others, it distracts our pain.
I feel like it heals the pain, to be honest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it really helps.
I agree.
I've felt better since we've been doing all this, you know, the radio shows and the Boys and Girls Club and the other things we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think giving heals. Well, we have our caller back. So who do we have on the line?
Hi, my name is Meredith.
Is it Meredith?
Yes.
How are you, Meredith?
I'm fine. Hi, guys. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Meredith. Hey, Meredith.
What you got for us, Meredith?
Okay, I like your subject today. Actually, I thought about it real hard, and I said, I think the thing that really changed me here recently, I work with children with special needs, and when you work with children with special needs, you realize that they really can make you feel good. I mean, once I started working with them, this was something I never thought I would do. I actually found, like, my purpose. I can't believe how much I love it, especially the one in particular group I work with are children who suffer with autism. And to know that I work certain days of the week, that they even notice the days that I'm not there and the days that I come there, and to realize that I'm there to help them, but I feel like sometimes they're helping me, because when I'm not there, I actually miss not being there. So I think that would be my hidden figure, because sometimes that's actually the most discriminated group out there are people who suffer with a disability. So that would be my hidden figure.
That's incredible. And I would bet a lot that you are their hidden figure. And first of all, I commend you so much. Anyone who's in the giving industry and helping people, and especially those who are helping, you know, special needs, it's you guys don't get as much love and respect as you should. So,
and I could
go ahead. Yes,
well, I
please.
Was just gonna say, my mom, who I lost, was a special ed teacher, and she worked with orthopedically handicapped and mentally retarded kids, and I think that experience. I think she did it for about 5 years before I was born, but it really molded her capacity for unconditional love and acceptance of others. So I think it'll be a great experience for you throughout your life, because we just learn so much from the innocence of kids, and especially those with disabilities. So thank you for all your work.
Mm-hmm. And Meredith, how long have you been doing it?
Actually, I graduated with my bachelor's in May. And I started doing this in October, and I'm actually going to be continuing school to become a psychiatrist. That was going to be my next question. I'm coming to school. I'm going to school out there. And I wanted to ask you guys while I have you on here, is the weather better yet? Because I know you guys have all that rain.
You know, the weather is better, and I think it's supposed to rain Sunday and Monday. I think.
Okay.
Which is very...
Well, good. I'll be there Monday.
Yeah, it's very unlike Southern California. Normally, we get one or two storms a year, it seems like, and the rest is, you know, raining for 5 minutes, and it's done for the day. But it seems like every other weekend, or, you know, once every other week, we get a huge storm. And we're supposed to get, another little one Sunday, Monday.
Okay, well, I'm going to schedule my travel around because I'm driving, so I got to schedule it around.
I love it.
Thanks, you guys, for taking my call.
Thank you so much, Meredith. Take care of yourself. And, again, these people who...
Unbelievable.
You know, and the theme that I'm learning that I didn't think about before, but it seems like a lot of time it's reciprocated.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like your hidden figure. Like Todd, you mentioned the fans and us. We have Meredith and the kids. And I think it's, you know, I'm starting to think that way. Even, I forgot her name, but was it Ashley who called about the grandmother? But I bet you for the grandmother... when she was 3-4 years old, that was a huge piece of her life. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. So
and being able to give to others,
I think it's all about connection.
Yeah,
you know, it's all about connection and giving, and it can uplift your own life.
Sure can.
I can say from when we did the Valentine's show, some of the callers that had, you know, just different techniques of how they were getting through the day, I shared that with some of my friends, and it helped tremendously. Mm-hmm. So I had a friend who bought herself flowers, and those were all just wisdom from the caller. So thank you for all your insights.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. With that in mind, Taja, I'll go to you. You're the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
You call yourself Dr. Love. With that in mind, why doesn't society do a better job? Why don't we as a whole do a better job of giving? If it seems to me like giving is an approach to even fulfill yourself more and to give yourself even more purpose. Why is it? What's your opinion on why giving isn't done more?
I try not to rant because
we're
not doing a rant. But I think what we put up in pedestals and what we glorify is the opposite of that. It's what you have, you know. And
you're saying we as a society celebrate what we have.
Yes, your worth is based on how much you make or you know, as opposed to what you've done. And I think that's once that has to change before anything changes. You know, we don't celebrate the Mother Teresa's you know, anymore. Mm-hmm. Like we should. It's all about who has the biggest bank account and how much do they have, and that person is celebrated. And usually they get that bank account by being stingy and not giving. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that have the most money aren't even donating, you know, percentages to charity or to
But to I'm going to counter that because I'm going to say the people like Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg.
They're rarities, though.
You know what it is, though?
You think of all the billionaires, you can name probably one or two.
Can I add to it, though?
Yes.
I think a lot of them do. I just think we as a society don't think they're sexy enough. So we don't know about... They're not all over our news. You know, they're not in our... If we had all of our Today stars giving, I think society would do it more.
So you're saying the ones that are like entertainers are not giving enough.
I mean, I don't want to say that, but in a way, that's who's covered every day.
Yeah.
And we see all over social media or on the news. We see what... You know, if Bill Gates broke his arm today, we wouldn't know. We probably wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. But if one of 20 different teen celebs or 20-something celebs broke their arm, we'd know within probably an hour. And I think until that changes, or either who we focus on as society or those people start showing more giving and more love, then I think we're going to be having this uphill battle.
I think sometimes they don't publicize it. Some of the most generous people... I think are really private in how they give, so maybe we're just not hearing about it.
Mm. That could be too. That's a very good point. I think the younger, I hate to say the younger generation because it makes me sound
snobby.
You are old,
but the younger generation is just it's not.
Well, can that get fixed?
it has to be, there has to be role models like there were for us. Like we had role models. We had people that we respected that were giving.
Yeah. All right. You know, this is just not a good luck day because someone called and I answered it and I lost it and now I got to wait.
I see a pattern happening here.
I know it's my fault, right?
Yes. You can't be replaced. I just want you to know. Terrell's next in line over there.
I'm ready to go.
He's been watching those buttons. He could be sitting right where he's at.
Terrell, did you want to chime in at all about what Todd just pointed out?
Well, real quick, the movie.
Yeah,
because I've never seen the movie.
Why not, Tara?
Why not, Tara?
Why do I feel like you have it?
Taj.
You saw it because of me.
Well, remember? Not because of you, but I do remember you said you
saw it. I gave it a thumbs up, and then you went to go see it. That's what
you told me. I haven't seen a movie in a long time.
Really? You got to do that.
Just, movies are good escapes.
It's hard.
It's a very important movie to see, Tara.
It
just
really
because
is.
Yeah.
Is it in theaters?
It's in theaters.
Did I miss it?
No.
No.
You can still go see it. It's nominated for many Oscars, too.
Yeah.
So check it out. All right. So I got the phone call back. Who do we have on the line? Hello?
T.
Yes.
It's Bill.
Is it Bill? Oh, it's Lava Lego.
Is this Bill?
Who is this? The kid?
Hey, it is Bill. How are you, Bill?
How's everything going?
Hey, man. Phil, we're doing a live show.
You're live right now.
You're live right now, so.
Okay. All right.
You should start with that.
But we're doing our show on the topic, Hidden Figures, and people that you know, played a huge role in people's lives and, you know, kind of did it in a hidden way. And I feel you are definitely my hidden figure, Bill. So,
TJ.
Yeah,
all
man.
All right.
Yeah, and I've been looking for you on Facebook, but I can't find you. But I got to get your number. I see it on the screen, so I'm going to write it down. But I just want to give you a big thanks, Bill, because
there's a lot of great memories with Bill.
Man. Playing basketball. A whole bunch of great memories.
Yeah.
I used to play basketball one-on-one with Bill, and I'd have on a white T-shirt, and I would always back him in because I do with my sky hook, and he would have his hand on my back, and by the end of the game he was laughing and I was like, what's so funny? He told me to take my shirt off and I looked at my shirt. You see his fingerprints all over my back.
Wow. But yeah, and you know what, I'm gonna add something because I've noticed, you know what's so cool, Bill, I was, I don't know, maybe 13 to 15 when you were so big in my life, and I've noticed that even now I still think about so many great memories. Mm-hmm. I don't even have a good memory, but I vividly remember eating powdered donuts in the back of the Jeep, you know, and freezing. Yeah. and hearing MC Light. And
right. Those are the days.
Or Old Dirty Bastard. What is that song?
Which one?
I get nightmares on my own. What's that song?
Oh, the Ghetto Boys?
Ghetto Boys.
Right.
But, you know, I was at a Buckley basketball game a couple weeks ago and thinking, first of all, I missed those days, but I was just thinking of the jump I made as a basketball player from my mm-hmm. freshman to sophomore year. And I'm thinking, like, are these kids going to get much better than theirs? And I'm thinking, well, if they want to, they better have a Bill. You know what I mean? Because he would take me to UCLA, and we'd go there on school nights, and I learned so much. And I don't know, Bill, you just played a huge role, and I got to thank you, man. And I truly love you, Bill.
All right,
TJ. Oh man, those are the best of times.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
For all of us, Bill.
Oh,
yeah.
TJ, man. Like I said, I enjoyed that so much. Once you get those memories, they can, you know, once you have a good memory, it lasts a lifetime.
You guys mm-hmm. need to get back together.
Oh, I am. Yeah. I am. Bill, I got your number, so I'm going to call you. And,
okay, TJ.
And I can't wait to see you, man, and we'll go eat and catch up, okay?
But we'll hang out.
All right. I love you so much, Bill.
Deal, okay?
All right, man.
Take care, love you, TJ.
I love you all too, right. man. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All
yeah,
right.
that made my day. That made my day.
Yeah, I still had a same number.
Bill did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I, I'm a little speechless because I've been trying to connect, and then my life is busy, so I'll forget, and then a week, and then something else will come up, or, you know, mm-hmm. a month, and something will come, and I was like, yeah, I got to get in touch with them.
And what are the chances that he's available this very moment to call?
Yeah, so yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm a little shell-shocked right now, so you guys got to...
You don't mind that, right?
Sorry. No, not at all.
That's good. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Very good. So many memories.
I told you, I'm shell-shocked, so I'm a little lost. I can't drive right now.
You're all right.
We might have to have Bill on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could.
That's a good point.
Definitely.
That's a good point.
He's in Sacramento right now, though.
Does he live there?
He's coming back.
Okay.
He said he was coming back. He lives there.
Okay.
But he's coming back down to visit.
Okay.
I love how those memories are so vivid.
Oh
there's so many.
There's a lot, too.
So many memories.
There's a lot, you know?
And just the laughter. Like, I think during that time, to have that laughter is just irreplaceable.
Oh, man, Bill.
All right, we're going to take another phone call. Who do we have on the line?
It's Toya again. We've been cut off.
Yes. How are you? Do you have more to add for us?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question, you know, about your disclaimer saying that you're not licensed therapist and if we need help, we should find professional.
Yeah, thank you for saying it. Because we forgot.
I got one question for you guys. I don't know if you mentioned it before or if you mind talking about that, but when you lost your mom, did you go to see a therapist, and was it really helpful for you? And if yes, how did that help you?
Good question. We did not.
We didn't really, no.
We did not. I don't really know why. And for me, TJ talking, I don't. Go ahead, Tara. I'll let you talk first.
We didn't see a therapist. I don't know why either. But we spent a lot of time with our uncle. He was in New York recording.
Mm-hmm.
It was, what was it, the History album? History. Mm-hmm. History album. We spent a lot of time with him. And we were actually in the middle of our album recording. And that was, I think, keeping busy was one of the things that we... we did. We just focused on completing the album because it was our mom was a big part in our career. And, you know, when she passed, we were halfway done. And my brothers and I, we wanted to finish it for her. And we worked hard. We just stayed focused. And that was our main goal. That's all we wanted to do at the moment. And we didn't really have time, I don't think, to think about things. And when we did, we were with our uncle or we were with grandma or our father, but we kept busy. And yeah. I don't think it really hit me really hard until after the Brotherhood tour.
Mm-hmm.
Because once the album was completed, then it came out, and then we were on the road, and then we toured. And
so you're just saying keeping busy.
Yeah, we kept busy. Yeah. You know, and like we said earlier, the fans were that void for us. And then when we came back from the tour, I think that's when it slowly started to hit me.
Mm.
You know?
I saw it there.
Yeah, and you're really always helpful. Saying that you have the chance to have a strong support system throughout your mm-hmm. family, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Kim, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just, I saw a therapist, and I think, you know, 20 years, when was your mom, how long has she been gone?
It's been 20, 21, 22?
Nice. Yeah. 23.
Going to be 23, right?
Since 90.
Yeah, going to be 23.
I don't know that back then therapy was maybe as mainstream or as advanced, but I know, like, through the different bereavement programs, they have some excellent grief counselors that can be really helpful, so... Grief is such an individual journey, but I think therapy can play a big role for people.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah, definitely.
I think for me, TJ, my dog was huge too.
Aww.
That's another hidden figure.
Yeah. They're always there.
Honest, I don't know. I can't remember if I had conversations, but
with the dog,
you know what I mean.
I love it.
Yabba knew a lot.
No judging with the dog.
No conversations, but at least I was able to say and talk and feel some love. And I think we've had even a show. We have had a pet show. Yeah. But the dog, Yabba, was huge for me. And I assume Taj, you're the same way, right? So although I didn't have a traditional therapist, I probably had a an equally strong one for a lot cheaper, just some kibble and bits, and that was the payment.
A few vet bills.
But
you know, it's a good point, because I'm asking this question because there are so many professionals, you know, like psychologists, psychoanalysts, couple therapists. There are so many, and I think it really depends on what you need at that moment. Is it just someone to then can listen to you and that can talk to you, or so I think it depends on what you're going through, right?
I think you just got to get it out.
Yeah,
I think you got to get it out, and I think sometimes you don't even. It's I think it's the theme of many of our shows: just being there, just be there for someone, and even if you're not saying anything, just be there for if it's a friend or a family member that's lost someone, just be there. You know, and it could be a dog, it could be a plant, it could be a lot of things that can help give you that therapy that you need.
I think we've really seen, too, in the music therapy classes, just some of the kids that maybe weren't able to open up any other way, but during that process, it brought things to the surface, and I've seen the boys be able to counsel the kids, right, you know, at those moments, so it is just about being there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so guys, I thank you for being there.
Aww, thank you so much. Thank you. And the name again, I don't want to say it wrong. Is Toria?
Yes, Toria, awesome. From France.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Toria.
And thanks for all your support.
Oh, no, you're welcome. And really, really, thank you so much for your answers on Twitter, because it keeps me going and to stay positive and things. So thank you so much, CJ.
You're welcome. Stay strong, okay?
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Bye.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You guys have anything? We gotta wrap it up because we're under a minute.
That was a good topic. Good show.
Good show,
thanks,
right?
Kim.
Yeah, sure. Great. Thanks for the idea, Kim.
Girl power.
Girl power. Love it. So that's pretty much it. Taj, you look like you're going to say something.
We have a birthday shout out from one of our listeners.
Oh, yes.
Emma.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Emma.
Happy birthday.
She's in Amsterdam,
Emma.
So just wanted to say that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, that's it. I think we're going to wrap it up. We're here live every Wednesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and if you found our program helpful and can afford to do it, please go to DDJF and support the foundation. Any donation amount helps us support those in need. That's pretty much it. We love you guys, and stay strong, and enjoy the
next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Enjoy the Oscars too.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.